Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom McCarthy is a great, great broadcaster. TV, radio, it doesn't matter. He's excellent. He'll be on the call along with Mike Golic on Westwood One. We're going to talk with Mike Golic later this hour. And we have Tom McCarthy now. Hello, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Guys, it's good to be with you. Appreciate having me on again.
Yes, it's great to have you on. By the way, Tom, I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned this last time you were on, so if I'm repeating this, I apologize. But the last, when I was in college, I went to Brockport College, and my last football play-by-play broadcast on the road was at your alma mater, the College of New Jersey, although I think it was
the
called
College
something else.
Of New Jersey,
you
nice.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they've hit some rough times recently, but although they're playing pretty well, my daughters are there right now.
Nice.
And they're playing pretty well, so their football team is not as bad as they've been.
Well, there you go. Well, they killed us. I remember we went there in, I think, 97, and they killed us, but then we went there 99 for my last game, and we beat them. I think it was a really like low-scoring game, if I don't remember the score.
So anyway. That was Eric Hamilton was the head coach at that point, and he was the king of football at TCJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the best. He played there in the 70s and coached there for like 30 years. So
Nice. And it went all downhill from there, but that's the life of Division III, unless you go to Mount Union, really. And
that's
everybody
exactly
else goes
right.
Up and down. Tom, you know, obviously it's disappointing that Baker's not playing tonight, that Kareem Hunt's not playing tonight, that Nick Chubb's not playing tonight. But you know what? This is football. Guys get hurt. Case Keenum's, you know, been a starting quarterback. He's won playoff games or a playoff game. The Browns are still at home. And I still think even with their injuries – that they're the better team. Maybe not by as much as they were if they're healthy, but I don't think anybody needs to feel sorry for the Browns. I'm still expecting them to go out and win, and I'm expecting it to be a good game tonight. How about you?
Well, you guys know, I mean, doing the preseason games, everybody that's playing tonight, we basically saw for those preseason games. You know, even John Kelly,
right,
who was just put onto the roster, I mean, he had those 58 yards against the Giants. He was really good in that Giants game. Again, it was the Giants' second team, but still. But I think Case is going to play well tonight. I really do. And, you know, whether he has the weapons, you know, I did the Titans game a couple weeks ago, and they had 22 guys on the injured list. 22 guys on the injured list that leading up to that game. So it is kind of a next man up mentality. I'm excited to see Johnson run. I'm excited to see Felton run. I'm excited to see Kelly. I'm even excited to see Johnny Stanton because I thought he and a couple other guys had pretty good preseasons.
You mentioned the preseason and doing those games. The expectations were huge, obviously, coming into the season. You know, one of the best rosters, Tom, in football. You know that, and you saw it firsthand. I just said to my partner, it feels like the season's kind of weighing in the balance tonight with this game because of the injuries and where the team is at 3-3. Where do you feel the team is?
I do think that this is obviously an important game. I still think they're a playoff team, but I think they're a banged-up playoff team right now. I do think when guys come back, there's no reason to think that they cannot contend, you know, for the division title. But, you know, a win tonight would go a long way in making sure that they can at least stay within reach. I was looking at some of the numbers from an NFL standpoint. Teams that are 3-3, 35% of those teams still make the postseason. Now, that's low, I think, at this point in the year. But I still think that this is a team, when healthy, has the ability to be in the postseason. You know, I actually think the offensive line issues are the biggest issues tonight. I really do. I mean, if Blake Hance winds up starting for Jack Conklin, That's going to be a big deal. If Will doesn't play, I mean, that's going to be a big deal. But I still feel good about this Browns team as long as they're healthy going into the back end of the season.
How about the defense? You know, the defense was, not good last year, got better with the players, but they've had their kind of ups and downs this year, Tom, as they've played well against the Bears and the Vikings, but the last couple of weeks they've given up 80-plus points. That's not good enough.
Yeah, I think secondary-wise, if there was a spot that I'd be disappointed, it would be there. Now, I knew, you know, I actually thought going into this year that Owusu-Koramoah was going to have an impact. I mean, the fact that he's banged up right now and is not going to play, you know, that's a big deal. But I think some of the veterans in that linebacking crew have to step up and, you know, kind of pick up the slack a little bit. But I do think secondary-wise, it's a little disappointing. And I think that they've got to be better. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater plays better when he's pressured, but he's still going to be pressured tonight. He just seems to play better when he's pressured. He does not play as well percentage-wise when there's no blitzes coming. But I still think that they have to get to him tonight. I think that's a big deal. I mean, the fact that they're allowing 25 points per game, that's too many. It's just too many points.
Right. Agreed.
No doubt. Tom McCarthy with us on the call on Westwood One, the preseason for the Browns, of course, this year. Tom, and the Broncos, you know, for all their flaws, they have some pretty decent skill position guys. They have a nice, you know, two-headed monster in the backfield, the veteran and the young guy, both pretty good. Cortland Sutton is still kind of coming back from his injury last year. I know they don't have Jerry Jeudy this week. And Noah Fant is one of those, you know, he's not in that elite group with Kelsey and those guys, but he's in that next group of tight ends. He's pretty good. So there's solid skill talent there.
I thought, you know, there was a point in that Raiders game last week in the first half where they went for it on 4th-and-1 and Bridgewater threw a pick in their own end. And I was shocked that they didn't give it to Melvin Gordon because Gordon was running the ball really well in that first half. And so was Javonte Williams, who's the other part of that two-headed monster. I just think they made poor decisions, play-calling decisions. I still think this is a decent team. Sutton and Patrick are the keys, obviously. They've got John Brown, who's going to be active tonight. At least that's the initial thought. And he's a veteran who's been in the league for 9 years and can go deep if he has to go deep. You know, the coverage is going to be the key because I do think you can get Teddy Bridgewater to make mistakes, even though he hasn't made many this year. But the fact that he threw 3 interceptions last week is a big deal. I mean, they started out 3-0. They had a very easy schedule. Now they're 0-3 in their last 3, and it's a much tougher schedule. But I do think the Browns can get to them tonight. I'll admit it. Melvin Gordon, I thought, looked really good last week. I really thought he looked like he's the old Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Von Miller, I'm sure you saw his comments this week, Tom.
Yeah.
made some waves here in Cleveland, of course. It says he's going to kill us. I don't know if that's figurative or literal.
I think he meant it in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, Case Keenum talked about it too. What do you think about Miller and his comments?
I mean, he's still an elite player. I mean, even though this is his 11th year in the league, I thought Case handled it well. He said, "You know, I just hope he's going to take a knee and just not do too much." But they have to account for him. I mean, and again, I think depending on who's going to start at the tackle positions is going to dictate a lot. I mean, they're going to need help. I mean, you're going to have to probably use Johnny Stanton, you know, and chip block. You're going to have to use the tight ends and chip block a little bit. You just got to slow him down. I mean, he doesn't have a sack in his last 2 games. So, you know, the teams are doing a good job against him. But I do think that the offensive line issues could be problematic for them tonight.
We're talking with Tom McCarthy he'll be on the call, Westwood One, along with Mike Golic. What's something we have to ask Mike Golic about, you think, Tom? You got a question for us to ask him?
That's a really good question. You know, this is the first time we're working together. So
oh, nice.
I'm excited about that. I mean, we've talked a bunch, but that's the first time. Somebody told me that that he likes donuts. I don't know if that's true or not.
He loves donuts. Yes, he does.
Yeah. So
from his ESPN broadcast I've seen, yes, he does.
Okay, so you got to ask if he's found his donut place here in Cleveland.
Tom, are you obviously you do so much play by play. All sports combined right now? How often are you going to the stadium/arena versus working from home? Or are you not working
baseball,
from home at all?
Yeah, baseball. We're there in when we're home, and we were still in the studio until the end of the year. Okay. When they're on the road. But everything else, you know, all the CBS games I've done this year, I've been on site. You know, this one I'll be on site. My college basketball coming up, I'll be on site. So
nice.
I'm really excited about that. I mean, you guys know how much of a difference it is to kind of feed off of the energy of the crowd. I mean, even as players, I mean, you feed off the energy of the crowd.
Tom, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to talk with you, and we look forward to the broadcast tonight. Thanks.
All right, guys. Be good. Enjoy it. I'll see you.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. McCarthy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.